When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days as well. And, oh, there's some really great video stories that I put up this week. Nobody's watching. And they're just really good. Anyway, let's get the table set here and to say that we are kind of back to normal. Well, we're not normal because we changed the schedule this month, and it is, in fact, the second Sunday of the month, but we're doing the third Sunday. Anyway, if we have confused you, you'll know that's because Natasha is here, but back in the saddle again. If you were here last week, you know Nathan was not. David was filling in, but production engineer Nathan Miller is back.
Good morning, hello. Martha, and you get the normal version of me. I've been wearing a lot of hats lately, being Bigfoot and stuff like that, but now you just get Nathan.
We just got just Nathan.
Production engineer for Animal
World.
I
think it's too hot this week to be in a Bigfoot suit. Is the Bigfoot suit that you wear, is it hot?
It does get pretty toasty in there, but thankfully down in the T-Mobile Park Pen, most of the time we get a pretty good breeze coming in from the Puget Sound and going through the hallways of the T-Mobile Park's pen area, and that usually helps to keep me pretty cool, and it is very shaded underneath that as well, so there's only a few places where I might go out into the sun for a little bit, but I'm actually able to manage pretty well.
All right, that's good. Well, we're going to catch up with you on a couple of things because you also had a trip out of town, that sort of thing. But you need to know that we switched up Sundays this month. So when I said it's the second Sunday of the month, but it's really the third, that just has to do with what we're doing programming-wise. And so it is Talk. Well, no, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. And personal readings with Natasha Venter. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
All right. And I think this is your fault that we messed up everything. This changed.
It
everything.
Is. It is totally my fault.
You're going to be you're going to be somewhere where you wouldn't be able to do the show next week. So
yeah, Dr. I'll Nell's, be in Wisconsin. At
yeah,
a
that's
powwow.
Right. You're traveling. You're traveling for a while.
Yep, I'm at a powwow, so I'm excited.
All right. Now, powwow literally? Native
powwow
American
literally.
Stuff, Native American stuff?
Yep, exactly. Oh. The big drums. It's their big powwow of the year, so the big drums are coming.
Well, how fun. Well, you'll have to tell us all about that next month.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be a moment.
Very cool.
I love the drums. It sings to my soul.
All right. Well, Nathan is back with us, and he's in the studio. Just so you know, Natasha and I actually, if it were up to us, we would have liked to be in the studio this week. And because, you know, the show's always more fun for us if we're in the studio and all together. We're really good at doing it Zoom-wise, and we feel like we're together because we can all see each other. You know, the powers that be did not cooperate. And the big thing is, and we probably should mention it right now, Nathan, in case there are people, if you got to go anywhere today, you do not want to be on 405. So we got some major, complete lane closures. I know southbound 405, and then I don't know if it's northbound or southbound, but Nathan, tell us what's going on with the highway closures and traffic and all of that right now. If we've got anybody that has to be on the road, let's make sure they don't get stuck in whatever's going to be going on today.
Well, there is a lot going on, especially if you are taking 405. Northbound on the south end does have a complete closure. That's going to last from the Washington 169 through the 900. And then southbound direction of 405 is closed between 124th Street and 72nd Place. Those would be exits numbers, exits 20 and 17. And that's just on the north side of Kirkland. So both north and south are dealing with closures for 405. And in the meantime, if you're taking I-5 and planning to use that to get around, well, you're going to have a lot more vehicles on that than usual for the weekend. And expect it to be pretty heavy both north and south going through the Seattle area on I-5 as well.
Yeah, I have to say that they did a similar closure. See, Natasha and I elected not to drive down because that closure, the southbound closure on 405, is between us and Nathan. So, hard enough for Natasha and I to get there on time anyway because it's so early. We don't need to be leaving early and have to do detours and all that sort of stuff. So we elected to zoom in. But they did this the same closure on 405, but northbound a few weeks ago. They closed it for the weekend. And I have to say, Nathan and Natasha, I had a counseling session to do on the Saturday when it was closed northbound. But I was going south on 405 and then over to South Seattle. And I have to say, I was pretty blown away with all the publicity and all the warnings that it was, closure northbound between Northeast 70th and 124th Totem Lake. Going southbound, I have never seen it so jammed up. It was an absolute parking lot from Totem Lake on down. It looked like no one had paid attention and avoided the area, and everyone was trying to use the detour, and so it was backed up for as far as I could see. I got down southbound okay and over to Seattle, but the Seattle freeway was also pretty messed up, I-5, with the extra crowding. So my advice today, now it is a Sunday. I was doing that driving a few weeks ago when they had that closure. It was a Saturday. But I guess we're kind of good, Nathan, that we don't have home Mariners games and all of that, although there is a Storm game today because that's why Stacy isn't with us. Mm-hmm. Stacy will be off at the Storm game. So there's stuff going on around here. Just be wise about what roads you take to get where you're going and allow yourself extra time. I think that sound reasonable, Nathan?
It does. And detours and, of course, I-5 will be heavier as well, so you will want to especially avoid the detour or the actual 405 closures, but still, you're going to add on quite a few minutes to your commute if you need to go past those areas mentioned earlier about northbound 405 in Renton and southbound 405 in Kirkland.
Yeah, so you might just want to do what Natasha and I decided to do, and that's stay home. And we're zooming, so really glad to be here. I was a little confused when I got up this morning and looked out the window because I'm expecting it's been so sunny and so warm, and the heat is come. We're having another heat wave this week. And I look out the window, and it's totally cloudy, and it looks like I even looked out the window to see if it had rained, which is how cloudy it was. And covered now, and it was only 65 outside. So I thought, it's supposed to be 85 by this afternoon. And I was thinking, how's that going to happen? Well, now the sun's out up here, and it looks like Nathan, you got sun, a few high clouds down there. Natasha, I'm assuming the sun is shining brightly up.
Skagit it
Valley.
Is. I mean, you can see in my window here. It's pretty bright. So yeah, yeah. It's right. A warm day today already.
So, Nathan, even though it was all clouded up here and it seems relatively pleasant and just in the mid-60s right now, we're still planning on it being pretty hot today?
Oh, yes, we are. What you were seeing earlier was actually some of that marine air that comes off the Puget Sound in the mornings and makes it look like it's cloudy out there for a bit. And then once we start rolling into the afternoon and it warms up, all that marine air burns off and it becomes nice and sunny. And that's how we're exactly looking for the remainder of the week is sunny skies and highs in the low to mid 80s. We do have a day on Wednesday when we actually get up to 90. And then Monday, that's another kind of clearing day, but a little bit cooler at 78. So Monday and Wednesday, we'll have our coolest and then the warmest days of the week, and then everything else just kind of in between.
Yeah, all right. So you gotta remember we're in the hot times. It is July, and kind of makes sense, but you know, not always great for our animal friends. So make sure, like I was out early today, doing a little bit of watering, filling up water bowls outside because Robbie stays outside while I do the show. Now it's all shaded and nice, and it's not too warm. But I made sure that he had water and all of that. My bird bath has been getting overworked. The robins are having a ball out there in the birdie bath, but I got to go totally clean it up after the show, and I make sure that there's water in my fountain. And so make sure that there's plenty of water out. I even found out this. I think everybody drinks water. I was surprised this last week. You know, because it's animal world and I love animals. Well, I also love all our little creatures, and I'm particularly fond of moths. And I have these this time of year during the summer. I have these really cute, tiny little moths that are a lavender blue. And they're very, very small. And maybe each wing is maybe a half an inch. And they're usually really close to the ground and fly around. But they're this beautiful blue. And then in the right light, it has a lavender tinge to it. And I just love them. They're so cute. And I love to see them. And that's one of the bright spots of my when I see the little blue moths. Well, I was out. I was watering Robbie out in front, and I caught some on the ground. It was like as soon as there was water in a place, one of the little blue moths came right over to drink, and then all of a sudden there was more of them, and they all came to get water. Well, it had never occurred to me, but I guess moths need water. So I think everybody needs water. Mm-hmm. So it's important, you know, you're paying attention to the outdoors and your animal friends and making sure there's shade and water available. I know with Robbie's water outside in his dog yard, in the wintertime, fall, I can leave the water bowl right next to the hose, you know, so it's easy to fill up and stuff. But this time of year, I got to move the water bowl because otherwise it gets hit by the sun midday and then it would be way too hot to drink. So make sure you're paying attention to what the sun does and the shade and all of that sort of stuff, and that you're making sure there's water out for all of our critters and creatures. And best thing is do with your animal friends what Natasha and I are doing, and that's stay home. Leave them at home. Not good time to be taking dogs in the car. And gosh, there was a terrible, I'm just going to mention it to you because it's popping into my mind right now. Terrible story this week, Natasha and Nathan. And it was when a young mom had to do something and left her two young kids, a baby and a younger one, in the car. And she thought, well, she was only going to be gone for 45 minutes or something. And so that she left the car running with the air conditioning on. And she thought, you know, her kids would be and all of that. Well, she didn't know it, but apparently the car had a feature on it that it would shut itself off if it was on and left in park for a certain amount of time. Yeah.
Ouch.
So the really, really sad part of it is she came out from whatever it is, what procedure, whatever she had done, and the baby was dead. And the two-year-old was close, but they saved the two-year-old. But the baby was lost, and then she lost the other child to, you know, protective service and all that sort of stuff. But please keep this stuff in mind, folks, and just be extra cautious in this warmer weather. It, you know, for kids or dogs, animals on a 70-degree day with the windows partially down, it only takes 10 minutes to heat everything up enough to fry them. So leave them at home. And if by chance you're ever going to leave somebody in the car with the air conditioning on, make sure your car is not going to turn itself off. I didn't say what
or just don't
model.
Do it.
Yeah, well, bottom line, yeah, don't do it. But I mean, make sure you know your car, because it didn't say what make of car this was. So I can't pass that along. You might be able to Google the story or something and find out. But I don't know what kind of car it was. But
car most days with remote start features, like push button starts, does have something like that.
Does it? Okay. Yep. Well, that good to know, because that's something I didn't know. And I know a lot of people, and I've seen cars before, you know, they're running and air is on and the dog's in the car and people aren't there. But so anyway, please be cautious, everybody. All righty. Now, even though it's the second Sunday, today is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings and anything you want to know about from an intuitive perspective. Natasha Venter is here, and we, of course, always give phone calls priority, and in case we've got early phone calls coming in today, I'm gonna get us started here and get the official part of the show taken care of, and then we will be free to be interrupted and do phone calls whenever you are so inclined to call. And phone numbers, you can jot them down when you're ready. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Oh, and that reminds me, a little kitchen talk here on the air. Nathan, I am, for some reason, our Animal World email won't let me open it. So I don't know if you can get our email open, but for whatever reason with my computer, and I may have to restart everything to get it to work, and I can't do that because we're Zooming and on the air. So you'll have to pay attention to email because I can't. All righty. Okay with you, Nathan, if I go ahead and do our prayers and affirmations, and then we do
Let's officially start the show.
Okay, we are going to do that. If you haven't been here with us for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I do that by doing a little Saint Francis prayer for our animal friends and one for us human animals, because it's Sunday and I can. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I do. That are life altering, and they're phenomenal healing potential and all that good stuff. And you can join me, say the prayers and the affirmations with me. You can use them daily in your life as I do, as I know many of you do, or you can opt out. Okay, not like dancing at 10 and 11, dancing's required, but here you can opt out. Alrighty, we are going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Whew, we need this extra. Okay. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now for our affirmations, all contributed by one member of our animal world family, here or there around the world, chosen for their life-altering properties. And this first one was a spiritual assignment for me years and years ago, and the assignment was say this 3 times a day for a week, see what happens. Woohoo! Changed my life. So I share it here with you, and I say each of these affirmations 3 times, and you are welcome to join me. Here we go with affirmation number 1. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, now the second one actually came from Linda Rasmussen. And she and brother Dr. Nels will be with us next week. When you work with Linda on the air, she works with one of you human animals. She always gives an affirmation to help keep the energy going. That's where this came from. And so many of you started using it and everybody's bugging me. It's changing my life. I started doing it. Changed for me. So I continue to use it daily and share it here with you. Now, when I say abundant, imagine in your mind the kind of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Okay, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then, this next one comes from my spiritual family, but the Italian division, the one I use to get myself in the right frame of mind and so forth to go out in the world. I use this for my animal friends as well. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, now this next one comes from Natasha. And this is the one I use for me and my animal friends to kind of try to keep us in alignment and balance with all the stuff going on in the energy. And I don't know, I know this helps. But let's amp it up a little more. All righty, here we go. I am grateful and My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, now the last one of the longer affirmations here wraps up our group here. This is, again, the Ananda Worldwide, a warrior of light affirmation, and boy, do we need this all around our country, all around the world. Let's send that light around with this affirmation. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Oh, my shanti shanti. All righty. Now, to conclude this whole rich ritual and seat it in for the day and the week, this is Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part. And what you need to do is cross your hands over your heart and your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, I always feel like we've done our work for the day. We're set up. But we've got a show to do. So let's catch back up on schedule, take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will continue with any of you out there that need to talk to us early today. You certainly can give us a call, 425-373-5527, or we'll get back to Martha's list of all kinds of cool stuff. And remember, help me remember, Nathan, that I got to remind you guys of my best hot weather tip if you don't have air conditioning and stuff and you're roasty toasty and you can't sleep. I have something that works, a simple tip for you that works, and remind me, I'll tell you about it. Alrighty, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, my spiritual family, and special stuff going on at the temple in Yoga Hot today, special service, which you can stream on the AnandaWashington.org website or on Facebook at Ananda Seattle and Bothell, I think is, but Ananda Washington, you'd find that on Facebook. Alrighty, and you know that I am an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animal friends and their dogs, for sure, and resolve problems quickly. So, you got stuff going on with your dogs? And hey, are you some of those people that have to walk your dogs early in the morning or late at night because they're so reactive on the leash that they're barking and lunging and carrying on like idiots and you can't control them and so it's embarrassing? I can solve that for you in one visit. Most issues I can get under control with you in one visit. And I usually only have to see you once for one long session to teach you everything you need to know. And I just don't solve the problems with your dog. I don't just give you the fish. I teach you how to fish. and so that you can know how to deal with issues and work forward with your dog friends. I always do a free telephone chat and evaluation. So if you've got stuff going on with your dog friends, you want to know how I work, what's involved, get an estimate of cost and all that good stuff, I would love to hear from you. And all you got to do is give me a call. So write my phone number down. Pass it out, please, to everybody you know who's got problems with their dogs. Tell them Aunt Martha can help. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Oh, all righty then. Golly, you guys. Let's see. Oh, gosh, there's all kinds of things to talk about. I think I better, I'll tell you about the cold or the hot weather tip before I forget. Boy, remember, when was it? How many years ago, Nathan and Tasha, do you remember when we had that huge heat wave and we got over 100 degrees and we almost all left the planet because out here in the Pacific Northwest, we melt? You know,
that was like three years ago.
Yeah, 2022, late July. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I, like everybody else, was melting and really uncomfortable, and I don't have central air conditioning in my house. I had one little, you know, portable unit I had at the anyway, didn't cut it in. It was anyway. So this tip came maybe on the Nextdoor app, where neighbors contribute ideas and stuff. I think it was on Nextdoor. Anyway, someone who had lived in Florida and now lives up here said the best tip they ever learned about cold, and I'm here to tell you that it absolutely is the best. What you do, if you're overheating, it's really hot, and you just can't sleep when it's hot and muggy and all that sort of thing. Anyway, you get the plastic water bottles. The ones I think of the most that I see are the Smart Water. But at the grocery store, they're tall 1 liter bottles. So the tall, skinny bottles of water, 1 liter. Okay. You get some of those and you stick them in your freezer and you freeze them. And then, well, if you just want to cool down, but they're best for sleeping, you take one of the frozen 1 liter water bottles, you wrap it in a dish towel because they'll sweat, and then you sleep with them. I used two back then. I don't need them anymore because I got extra air conditioning units. But I my freezer has them in there in case I do. Anyway, lose power or something. Anyway, I would lay down and have one on either side of my upper body torso, kind of like under my arms next to me like that. And I'll tell you what, it's like a gift from God. They like really, really make a huge difference in keeping you cool. And I thought I would wake up in the morning and they'd be all thawed. But it's amazing how long they stay frozen. And they're all still solid, pretty much frozen, by in the morning time. But man, do they work to cool you down enough to let you get some rest and that sort of thing. So if you're in that position, you don't have air conditioning, you overheat, you have trouble sleeping, go get some 1 liter plastic water bottles, some dish towels, and freeze them. You'll be set to go. And I'll tell you, Nathan and Natasha, Jude Ponton, our sound healer, Whispering Dragon. Well, she, the house that she's living in now, heats up like crazy. And the windows don't open. She can't have an air conditioner, all that sort of stuff. So it gets really hot. And she lets me know all the time that the only thing that saves her are those frozen water bottles. That is what makes all the difference in the world. So, Martha's tip, like I said, I keep frozen water bottles in my freezer all the time, just in case. But it's a really, really, really good tip. All righty. So, And I think weather, we just got, you know, it's got to look at watering and all of that sort of thing. And I would say in terms of our plants and stuff like that, just a reminder, because I see so many these days, we're getting so dry for such a long period during the summer. If you have primidalis, which are the tall kind of cypress-type trees that people put in lines and they can make hedges and stuff, they need a lot of water. And even though they may not have needed water for most of their lives, it's getting dry enough long enough that they really do need water. So make sure that you water your outdoor things that are critical and need it. But follow your, I don't know, we're already on water rotation and stuff and that sort of thing. And there's burn pans out here. So pay attention to what it's legal and not legal to do. But take care of your animals and your plant friends. Anything else, Nathan, we need to know about the weather? We got any alert? I think there's a heat alert going on.
I don't see that alert right now, at least on the network that I'm getting the weather information
from. Well, I think
maybe
it might be Eastern Washington.
Could be.
That's so hot, yeah.
But thankfully, I know we're talking about how the warmer temperatures overnight. We are actually cooling down to the low 60s every single night. So after around 10 p.m., if some windows open, and some fans blowing, it should help to cool your room off pretty well.
Yeah, I know. I don't. It doesn't get bad for me until it stays warm for several days in a row. But we're getting there now.
Mm-hmm.
I am paying attention, and like I said, it's supposed to be a hot one today. It's supposed to be 85 or so, and then 90 on Wednesday. So just be cautious with all of that. Alrighty, so that covers the weather bases. Now the next base. We got Natasha here, so she knows more than me. Astrologically, Natasha, we got stuff going on? I think we do. I think we must. I swear, Natasha, I would say that Mercury is in retrograde permanently.
You know, for the last couple years, and you know, and the reason why I say that is
and that's not true, folks. It isn't. But that's
not
just what I'm saying. It seems like that.
Well, we you know, what I always kind of look at is what is the intention of the first month of every year, right?
Okay.
That kind of flows the intention for the year. Well, we've been starting out with Mercury in retrograde for the last couple of years.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's been either at the very end of
that
the
could
year
explain
before
it.
And coming in. And so we've had Mercury in retrograde pretty much the first part of every year for the last like 2 or 3 years. And so it's just been that flow. But what we're doing now is that, you know, we've had summers. I remember being like almost, I think it was the first year I was on your show. We had like 7 planets during the summer in retrograde. So it's not like we have never had these planets in retrograde. But what I'm noticing is the synchronisticness of them. That they're setting us up to pivot in a greater sense. So like right now we have Neptune in retrograde with Pluto, which Neptune is the planet of illusions and stories and applications of how do we negotiate with them, right? It's that. And then we have Pluto that's in retrograde pretty much at the same time, which is about rebirth. You know, witnessing what the struggle of the illusion is. You know, when you put those two together. So, what am I struggling to start again? To start new. What am I trying to move through to rebirth my new ideas through the truths that I'm seeing that aren't truths? You know, because we're breaking down the illusions. If you notice that, you know, a lot of us are looking at the government, going, "Well, there's a." Distraction. Well, there's a distraction. Well, there's a distraction, right? So we're seeing things not as truths anymore. We're seeing them as just things is part of that understanding. Now we have Saturn that's in retrograde, which is about habits and structures. That just went into retrograde yesterday. I don't know if you had a night, but I sure had a night. Yeah, and so we've got a lot of those reviewing of what is our structures of our truths, What is the structures of who we are? What are the structures of that we need to break down that no longer suit us anymore?
So is it fair to say, I mean, kind of like to put it on a more practical level, that major changes and shifts are going on for everybody right now, and shifting patterns? And can you help me understand it on that level? Does it mean that, I think it means that, I just had a birthday and I can hardly even say the number, but I'm getting older and things change when you do. And mm-hmm. I'm realizing that I'm having to make a lot of changes because, for example, I'm not one that likes to exercise, but I've always had animals and lots of property and a lot of chores and what work I do, and I'm moving, I'm active. And so never been an issue. What is now? Because I don't have the horses and I don't have the big property and all of that. And I live in the land of no sidewalks where people drive a gazillion miles an hour. And you can't see. So I can't walk in the area and all. So I'm really having to figure out, I finally broke down, Natasha, and I found myself one of those cheap little watches that tells you how many steps you take and mm-hmm. stuff. Because I needed something to let me know how much work I need to do, how much more need to be doing, mm-hmm. And so that's just one of the things that's shifting for me, is I'm having to take better care of me and my body and all of that and changing up patterns in my life and so forth. So is that the kind of stuff you're talking
exactly,
about?
Exactly, because the illusion that I always will have my health, I will always have activity, I will always have, that's the illusion, okay. Right? And now you're breaking it down into, I'm breaking down that illusion. I don't have that tendency anymore. Like my mother-in-law who is here, she's 82 now. And, she's in that negotiation of the illusion of her brain says that she's in her 60s.
Right.
Or in her 50s. So that's the illusion. And how is she to negotiate having her strength still as she's working through her, the arthritic moments, just the older body moments that she has.
Right.
We're also doing that with our government. If you look at how our government is starting to break down, and we're seeing things as illusions, and we're not taking everything as the truth is the truth. That's what the big C word is.
Well, that's very hard.
A lot of us broke down our illusion of what government was for us. A lot of us had the belief that, the government knows what to do and take care of us. Well, not anymore, right?
So the not right now. The government, they have no idea.
And so security, all of those things are the illusion, thank you,
okay.
that are in that moment. So Pluto is about that rebirth, and it's a slow-moving planet. So a lot of times when it's in retrograde, it's that slow-moving. Can you look at it a little deeper, please? Can you take a breath and see this for what it is? Because Pluto, being an outer planet, is working on our outer knowings, our outer stories, our outer beings, our outer things that are happening. And I'm noticing that, like for me, I'm working on a lot of things of my structure, of my relationship with my husband, that those, and Mercury's going into retrograde on the 18th, so we're in the heightened moment of it applying for itself. And so yesterday it was we had a moment of communication dysfunction to create the breakdown of the illusion to move forward into what we're supposed to be and do. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So we're breaking down a lot of things, and it can apply to each person individually. So what is your illusion? What is those things that you've had hold on to your truth so tightly that we need to work on breaking those down a little bit more?
All righty. Well, thanks for that. And
I have a card. I pulled the dragon card worded that really well, that we will negotiate later.
Okay. Because the reason we're stepping up is the phone is ringing. So we're going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. So we get that taken care of. And then we're going straight to the phones. So George and Denise, you are up first. Tamara, unlikely we'll get to you in this hour, but maybe. We'll do our best to do that. Otherwise, we'll hold you over. Anyway, so let's take care of the advertisers, get to the phones, and see what kind of trouble we can get into today. Well, how about let's not get into trouble. Let's help people.
I'm done with trouble.
Let's have a good one. All right, so yeah. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He will be with us next week. You can call in for your free remote treatments for the neuroenergetic balancing, and man, is it extremely helpful. And you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to talk to him about you or your animal friends, go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, tell him you'd like to chat, and he'll arrange a phone call. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline, has room for new clients. She's teaching this weekend, so you can call and leave a message, and she'll get back to you. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center. And man, she is so good at Chinese medicine and with the acutonics and all of that. I got some really great extra help from her this week. When I have a few minutes on the show, I'll tell you about that this week. But you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. Alrighty, it is behavior training and healing questions for me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, with Natasha Venter. And Natasha, these phone calls are going to have more to do with you than me, because I've talked to these folks, and it said perfect timing, because Natasha's here on Sunday. So we're going to have you put you to work here, Natasha. First up, we are going to check in with Well, actually, part of my spiritual family. That's how I know these folks, George and Denise. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys, you're both there on speaker? Excellent. Yes. All right.
Good morning.
That's Natasha.
Good morning.
All right, so let's quickly catch you up. Now, I've known George and Denise for quite a while, and you guys have a chow named Penny, correct?
Yeah, she's a chow mix.
Chow mix, okay. Yeah. And how old is Penny?
We think she's between 10 to 12 years old.
Okay, so she was a rescue when you got her?
Yeah, and it was estimated she was like 2.5 years old when we got her in 2017.
Yeah, the end of 2017, yep. Yeah.
Now, I think, George, did we talk to you on the air before when Penny was having some problems?
Oh, yeah, a few years ago, Penny hopped out of the window of a moving car, and then she was scared to get back in a car, and we had a
Yeah, so you guys,
air.
I wanted to mention that because you might recognize George and Penny because that, you know, I mean, can you imagine that? Dog jumps out of a moving car. Well, that was really a major trauma. And so from that point on, she didn't want to go in the car, okay?
Nope.
So that's the type of situation now from an animal behavior therapist standpoint, dog trainer, it would be a long behavior modifications, you know, stuff and a lot of work to change the way the dog felt about all of that. But now that we know about Dr. Nels, got another way to go because remember nervous systems can get stuck in the flight mechanism. So the first thing that we did as we had George, we had you connect with Dr. Nels to work on Penny, and him working on Penny solved the problem, right?
Yeah, it was amazing because nothing else helped.
Yeah. So
and
the neuroenergy.
One
session is all it took.
Yeah. Yep.
Yay. All right. Well, now that was a few years ago, but now Penny's getting older, and let's see, she's had Natasha. What, George? Why don't you explain to what's going on physically? I know she's got a tumor and her mouse involved and that sort of thing. So tell Natasha what's going on so she can be tuning into the energy.
Sure. So about a year or two after we adopted her. She had a malignant melanoma oral, and it was removed, and then she was on cimetidine for a year to prevent recurrence. She's had no recurrences since, but about a year ago, the vet noticed a mass on her neck, the front of her neck, above her collarbone, and it's continued to get larger. It's now the size of 1.5 of the size of my palm. It doesn't hurt her at all, just a firm mass. And
we don't know what it is, right? No diagnostics have done. We don't know what it is.
No, we haven't had any diagnostics done on it. Okay. And then she has been panting for the past 2 years almost continuously, day in, day out, with some rare exceptions.
Right. And Natasha, the first thing I said, well, panting can sometimes indicate there's pain, sometimes stress, sometimes it's heat. But, you know, we're going to want.
It's pain.
Is it pain? That's what we wanted you to tune into.
Yeah, it's
so
pain.
So she's panting.
She's
uncomfortable.
What I'm getting
Wait, there's something new. There's one more thing. Now, Joe, there's a new. Oh, and the reason we don't know what it is, Natasha, George is a doctor, so he knows about this stuff. But they love Penny, but they're not going to put her through horrendous surgery and diagnostics and make her last, you know, time here really uncomfortable and unpleasant. When they want her, you know, to be as comfortable for and happy for as long as she can. But now there's something new going on in her mouth along with that tumor. Is that right?
Yeah. Several days ago, we noticed an ulcerative lesion on her lower at the oral commissure on the right side on the lower lip. It's about 2 centimeters in length. Doesn't hurt her. It's not nodular, not bleeding, but it's a brand new thing.
And as of right now, she's still eating and stuff, right? And
oh, yeah, she's eating. She's happy to go on walks. Sometimes she'll go on long walks, 45 minutes long, and she gets excited about going out most times.
And, so does that kind of cover us to catch us up to where we are with her now?
The only other thing to know about is for many years, she's had elevated liver enzymes of unknown cause.
Okay.
I'd like to add something.
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, so she's, I would say generally what George said, but with the exception that she doesn't always eat all the time. Sometimes she has bouts where she doesn't want to eat.
Oh, okay.
And she's pretty, she seems, she's been, you know, more and more lethargic over as she's gotten older. But she does, yeah, she does typically want to go outside, generally speaking.
Okay.
So she has some energy, but it seems like it waxes and wanes.
All right, so we had a long talk on the phone, Natasha, and we're going to get Dr. Nels involved in all of that. But the first thing we got to find out is, you know, how does Penny feel about all of this, and how is she feeling? And you've already answered the fact that that panting is, in this case, indicating
it's discomfort. I don't want to say
discomfort. Yeah. So what are you getting from Penny and all of this now?
Yeah. Well, I asked her to come and visit with me, and so the first thing she did was she sat up and she was like happy. She was like, I'm just so grateful I have this family, and I just, you know, and she just was like so enthusiastic. And then what I really got was the now and before you got her.
Oh.
So that's the thing that dropped in was, is that, that, you know, that sometimes when animals go through, and people, you know, I always say to people, you know, how you treat your body when you're younger is how you're going to feel when you're older, right? And so she went through a lot of stress.
This is before they rescued her.
This is before they rescued her. And I had a chow collie mix. You know, so I get the chows can have a lot of angst in them.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word. And when a chow gets into that angst, that is the liver. Because what I got was, is it wasn't that she's feeling arthritic, but she's feeling toxic. You know, that it's not necessarily arthritis, but, you know, she's just feeling like her joints are a little achy, or, you know, but she's not arthritic, but she's just feeling off. And that would be the liver. Thank you for mentioning the liver, because that's part of that, just the, I want to use the word more toxic side of the energy field instead of things moving smoothly and that kind of thing.
So maybe the liver isn't filtering out what it needs
as much as those toxins and the stress. And it doesn't necessarily mean that her life is stressful, but it's that angst that certain breeds hold naturally that I'm talking about. And so with that she is, I would say that if she is 10, she's been 12 in her energy field. She's always been a little bit older in her energy field. So if she is 12, then kind of she's in that 14-year-old
stage. Okay, so she's older than her actual age would.
Because
would,
the fact that she did go through a lot before you got her.
Younger.
And that's what aged her body a little bit more than what she deserved in her life.
Now, how does she feel? Now, does she... is her discomfort getting to the point where is she feeling like she's wrapping up on the planet, you know, this lifetime, or she got more going, or how does she feel about this stuff right now?
The way that her body is showing breaking down in her moments, I would say that you will know when it's time. She won't necessarily... This is one of those things that I'm talking to her. Let me talk to her for a second here. She's saying that she loves you so much that you may need to make the choice for her, because it won't be like I had an animal who had cysts that ruptured or you know, cancer, and so by morning she was eating, by nighttime she was gone. You know, she won't make those kinds of choices.
So
but
probably George and Denise are going to help her leave this body.
Exactly,
when it's time.
Exactly, okay. Because it's going to be a slow breaking down. It's kind of like somebody who ends up with bed sores a lot, you know,
now,
because
I've
the body breaks
down. I've
got
to interrupt because we're up against the clock and we have to close out hour number one. We got to get on the love train and then start number two. So George and Denise, have you got enough time that you can hang with us over the top of the hour? So
yes,
we can
absolutely
pick you up, and that that'll also give Natasha a little more time with Penny.
Yeah.
Okay. Over the top of the hour, and then so we're gonna love train, and let's we'll send a lot of love to Penny and Denise and George. So you guys hold on, and we will bring you up first go in the next hour. Okay. All righty. So George and Denise and Penny are going to wait. And now, you know, we are going to, it's time to fire up the love train. And dancing is required. Okay. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with me, because I'll cruise by and pick you up. And we do this to get some energy going, get our juices flowing. And we take the opportunity during the love train to send love all over the planet. You know, love is one of the strongest energies on the planet. God's love and light. And boy, do we need it around the country, around the world. And we're going to send specially love and light to George, Denise, and Penny. So in order to kind of juice up the love train and get us energized up for the day and the week, I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer, which George and Denise are very familiar with. Anyway, here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So Animal World continues right here. Phone calls after love train on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.